This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? What is it?
How do you say?
Can you just cheer up? Always so like
down.
How do
you say exhausted?
Are you exhausted? I'm exhausted.
Is that in Spanish?
Cansado.
Oh, cansado.
Extenuado.
Yeah, that's tired. I thought cansado was tired.
Tired. Cansado.
How do you say exhausted?
Cansado.
That's tired. I can say tired. How do you say
mira,
exhausted?
Enseñando español a mí a la hora. Esto, extenuado.
Extenuado.
Sí, ¿es eso?
Extenuado.
Extenuado. Extenuada. Yeah, extenuado. I think so. Anyways, why are you fried? I'm fried. We haven't slept.
We haven't slept in a week. Almost a week.
Why?
Our
because
dogs
dog.
Have, well, listen. We were told it's kennel cough, but I guess it's kind of like they're
it's
now saying
variant.
It's a new strain of a dog flu, essentially, that one dog got. We don't know how. Rosalind's blaming
this part. No, I know exactly how.
But it's impossible. You can't let dogs don't just live in
Eric,
boxes.
Let me tell you something. So Bandit, the puppy, he's 7 months?
No, 9 months.
9 months. Well, he's not a puppy anymore, right?
Yeah, he's
9 months already?
I thought you were a dog expert.
Jesus Lord. Okay, so Bandit lives with two other dogs, Archie and Maraca, two kids that drive him mad all day long, has a beautiful backyard that he can play. But Eric over here insists that he needs to be more social and I need to take him to the park.
Dogs go on walks.
He goes on walk every single day with
dogs. Dogs have play dates with other dogs.
Whatever. So then you know what? Your beautiful play date turned out be a kennel cough syndrome.
You don't know.
Nightmare
they could have
fiasco.
Gotten it from the groomer.
No, you know that didn't happen.
What's weird is Bandit wasn't the first dog to have any symptoms. Archie.
No, he did. Eric, he had a little jizz. Remember one day he was like doing a weird noise and then it stopped. I can guarantee you that was the beginning of kennel cough.
Maraca's
he's a puppy.
Been making that weird
he's,
noise
no,
for over
Maraca
a year.
Has a tumor. No, he has
tumor.
No, she has a tumor and that's why she is her breathing, her air is compromised and that's why she coughs once. That's it. Okay?
That's not true.
Anyways.
She costs like five in a row.
The point is, Eric took Bandit to the park. Bandit came back to the
Paul
house.
With Anthony, her makeup artist.
Yes, and
who's a good
Ollie,
friend who goes
Oliver.
To this park all the time. Okay. No dogs look
the
sick.
The dog came back and gave Maraca, my 14-year-old, and Archie, which has already a compromised immune system because of the heartworm, basically gave them the kennel cough, new variant, COVID, Delta,
COVID
whatever
cough.
The heck they have.
COVID kennel cough.
Archie was in the hospital for 3 days. Maraca
like,
now is coughing like crazy.
All night
Thank
long,
you.
It sounds like we are living with a pack of seals. And I'm not even kidding. It's, it's all night long. Every 20 minutes, one of the three is... And it goes on for maybe...
We're laughing about it, guys, but it's actually...
It was scary. Archie got hospitalized. He's back home now.
Yeah.
But... I mean, that's why we're laughing because everybody's doing better, but it's still like, we haven't slept.
It's a circus.
It's the entire
it's a circus.
Night. Wow.
So thank you. Thank you, Bandit. Thank you, Eric.
You always kept your dogs like in boxes and like they just stay in the house and you
and
take them.
And they live 20 years old, 19 years old, 14
years old. You take them to the hotel room
old.
When you travel and they never interact with their dogs. Then you go
it's
on a
okay.
walk and the
they
dogs
live in
go
the life. They go to a hotel. They live in the life.
You go on a walk and they see another dog and they go apeshit.
No, they don't.
Because they have no idea how to socialize.
Yes, they do.
No, they're isolated.
I'm an incredible dog mom. So whatever.
Dogs run in packs.
Anyway,
they like the
anyway,
bond,
I hope they get
social.
Better. Please, God, allow them to get better and this situation to end because it's been crazy. Next
been
topic. Picture
Next topic.
Picture day. Picture day at
this
school.
This has been going on in our life. Well, picture day is not that big of a deal. To you, it's a big deal. Whatever. It's a picture. They take a picture at school. You just have turned it into a production and Sabella is driving Sabella crazy. She literally said, Sabella literally said to her mom the other day, Mom, just leave me alone. I don't care. This is what I want to wear today. It's not a modeling shoot. It's a picture at school.
Well,
did she not say that?
It's a bit of it's a memory that is going to last a lifetime. And you know what? When she looks back, when she's in her 20s, 30s, 50s, 60s, and she goes back and looks at all the pictures when she was in school, she's going to want to look okay. I mean, sometimes it's cool. It's cute to laugh and be like, oh my God, look at those horse teeth and my braces and all that. But there's no need to just purposely try to look bad like she does. She's like,
she doesn't look bad. She's wearing
no,
her
she's
uniform
beautiful.
And she's going to school.
Yeah, but she smiles like, weird
oh
and.
She just, oh my.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you.
You just were a girl that every photo shoot, not photo shoot, every school picture, you had like flowers coming to your hair, like the Coco Cabana or something. You're like this whole giant
are you
feather
joking?
Hat coming out. And like
have you ever seen a school picture of me? Have
everything
you
was
ever,
very done like that. Every hair was pulled back perfectly.
Yeah, my mom was on point. My mom was like, made sure that I look fine for picture day.
Sabella doesn't.
There's nothing wrong with
care.
That.
She wants to go play.
Did you see my sophomore picture that I posted the other day? That I'm like curly, massive curly hair and super serious. Like
the one
I was
in a
miserable.
Bikini?
No.
Oh.
Oh, what happened there?
Nothing.
Eric,
nothing,
please don't mess up, guys. We apologize for the sound. The last episode, because Eric didn't connect something properly and the sound wasn't great.
Here we go, blaming me.
But this time we should be
fine.
We're fine. Anyways,
fine.
So you're fine if we come back with a picture that is not fantastic. You know what? Last year, no, 2 years ago, I emailed the school because the pictures came and I saw it and I was like, this is so awful. And this is a private school. You pay a lot of money to send them there and you pay a lot of money for these pictures. Why? Is this not taken care properly?
Yeah, they were very dark.
It was comical. So I sent a whole thing. I even sent a picture of another girl that goes to another school because my friend sent
more well lit.
Beautiful com card. It was stunning. And I'm going, how is it possible that this other school is doing this kind of job and this school is doing this thing that I don't even want to save them. Rosa, it doesn't represent my daughter.
Rosalind doesn't send one email to anyone at school. I do all the emailing. The one time she sends an email is to bitch about school picture day and the color of the photos that they're too dark.
And they dismiss me. They didn't even care.
In 4 years, she's ever sent any email to anybody at the school. It was the pictures are too dark.
Yeah, I was mad.
But that's the thing that you send the school an email about? Of course they're not returning the email. They're like, who is this lady? She hasn't even emailed us once.
No, she did.
And now she's emailing us about this.
She did. They did email me back, say that they were going to look into the situation. And then I never heard anything ever again. Then COVID came last year, so there was no school picture. And now this year, I'm really curious to know what I'm going to see.
We'll have to see how
it plays
out. Well, there wasn't a picture day for the last one or two because of, are you too much? You're asking me that? I mean,
am I too much?
You can be a little.
I thought it was. I mean, a lot of parents, most of the parents were complaining. I was just the one that went ahead and
I think most of the parents
me and Carly actually,
also,
my other friend did too.
The other ones that complain also write and talk about other things that they'd like to see improved at school.
I do a lot of things for the school. I'm part of the La Familia committee. I plan salsa nights and events and I do things for the school to try to incorporate my Hispanic heritage.
That's true.
And make the school very inclusive. Mm-hmm. So what are you talking about? I do things for the school.
Okay.
The school is fantastic.
It is. It's a great
school.
They
just need to take better pictures. That's it. Anyways.
Oh, that's been the other thing we've been dealing with this past week, which has been fun.
Eric, so we have invitadas de lujo en este nuevo. He said, ella dijo.
What do I
tenemos
have?
A tres actrices famosísimas.
Wait, what did you just say?
Fueron parte de Melrose Place. Do you remember Melrose Place? Did you ever watch Melrose Place?
Did I ever watch Melrose Place? Hell yeah.
Why did you say it like that?
Those girls were hot.
Okay.
They were. That was like my.
They were hot. They are hot. To this day, they're hot.
I have not met them. I mean, you know.
I did.
But I know you worked with them. You loved them.
I love them.
But 90210, and then we got into Melrose Place. I mean, that was like, those were my jams back in the day. And I mean, who, they were like definitely my crushes around that time.
Did you have posters all over your bedroom?
Oh, yeah.
So.
I had posters more of sports, but I had like. My posters in my room. I know you had a lot of actor posters on your wall.
Not a lot. I had one.
You had one?
I had one crush.
Who was your one crush?
Ralph Macchio.
Who? Ralph Macchio?
Well, you're going, who? He was beautiful.
Ralph Macchio?
He was beautiful. He was Karate Kid.
I mean,
Karate Kid.
Oh my goodness. Ralph Macchio. Listen, I'm a huge fan of Cobra Kai, so I love seeing Ralph Macchio.
I haven't seen Cobra Kai.
Oh, it's awesome.
Is he still hot?
Huh?
Is he cute? Did he age well?
I mean, look, he's not my type, but he might be.
If you fancy a man, what would be your type? Oh, I know. I don't even have to ask. Yeah. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
The stud.
That's who you're saying? That's not, no.
That would be your type.
Brad Pitt.
If you were gay,
Brad Pitt
will be your crush?
Brad Pitt's always like the joke.
Who do you fancy? Who do you fancy as a man?
I don't fancy any man.
You might.
I don't. But okay. We always joke that, I mean, fucking Brad Pitt's a stud.
What, because people think you look like Brad Pitt?
Nobody thinks I look
yes, I do.
I mean, I wish. That'd be
yes,
amazing.
I do.
But no
yes,
one
I
thinks
do.
I look like Brad Pitt.
Yes, I do.
I just thought, I mean, Brad Pitt's, he's the shit. But also.
So that's your man crush?
I mean, if you're going to call it that. I mean, Tom Brady also, I think like.
I thought it was Tom Brady.
There. No, I mean, he's a baller too.
And then for females is Josie Laura and Daphne from Merrill's Place.
Yeah, they were.
They're so different. The three of them are so different and so beautiful. It's really great. They're here. They did an episode of Fantasy Island.
I know.
We're going to talk all about that. It was a lot of fun. It's called The Big 5-0.
I think it's really cool that those three ladies got together to do a show again, and the way that your show set it up to actually bring them on. I think that's really clever.
It was super clever. I think a lot of the audience that is enjoying Fantasy Island, they cannot wait for this episode. And I feel that they're going to be very happy because it's really well done. It was very effective. Nice. So I cannot wait. Ralph Macchio was my crush.
We need to get him on the show.
Ralph Macchio. And then you know who was?
You'd be so
and then bad. After Ralph Macchio, you know, I had another big crush. But then that one I was able to meet.
Who?
Let me look at my hair. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that's right. I mean, he was a stud, though. I mean, Bloodsport back in the day.
Like, he has a thing over here, like a bone that sticks out. I guess it was an injury.
That turned you on?
I thought that was so awesome because it was just, it made him imperfect and imperfectly perfect.
Wow.
I like the bump. And I was in love with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then I met him in person and then the crush stopped.
Wow. That's harsh.
No.
But look, here's the thing. You never know how people are going to age. I mean, in general, and it doesn't mean, you know, everybody ages differently. It's not a bad thing. It's just what it is. But the ones that can age, like there are some women that I've seen like you that just age beautifully. And you do. I mean that with all my heart. But like,
thank you.
But like you, like Sandra Bullock, for example.
I have no makeup
for me,
right now.
And
mira,
I know people say you look
like. Mira, real. Ay, una manchita. Oh my God. Ve, me están saliendo freaking sunspots. Sunspots.
I was saying something.
Pero mira.
I was saying something.
Dime.
And tell me, and I know people say you look like Sandra Bullock, but I think Sandra Bullock is one of those ladies that's gotten more beautiful with age for me.
She's always been very pretty.
She's always been very pretty, but to me, even more beautiful the older she's gotten.
Awesome. So that's like me then. You think I'm getting more beautiful the older I get?
Always, yeah. Every day, more beautiful. All right.
Okay.
I can't wait to meet these ladies. This is going to be fun.
Yes, we're going to be right back.
Hey guys, it's Jana Kramer. The iHeartRadio Music Festival is back. Join us for the official iHeartRadio Music Festival pre-show podcast hosted by me, Jana Kramer. It's going to be a blast, and we will have all your favorite celebrities and artists joining, such as Chrissy Metz, Debbie Gibson, Joey McIntyre, Donny Osmond, 98 Degrees, Teddy Mellencamp, and so many more. Get your tickets today at onlocationlive.com. Let's get lucky.
So, Eric, now that I know that you had crushes on every single one of these ladies, are you super mega excited that they're going to be guests?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Are you going to tell them?
I'm nervous. I don't freeze up. A lot of pressure.
Laura, Josie, and Daphne from Merrill's Place. We are so happy to have them here. Are you excited?
Yeah, we just had a whole discussion about celebrity crushes, and I think I probably had a crush on every one of you when I was... Let's see, I'm 45. So I was 92, Melrose Place kicked off, right?
Yeah.
So I was very close to graduating high school. And I'm going to be a little nervous on this.
Are you going to be nervous? It's too funny. That is funny. Well, I told him my crush as a young girl was Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio was her crush.
So this feels like, you know.
Also a 90s.
Yeah, Karate Kid. Yeah. It was my dream. I had a poster growing up in Puerto Rico of Ralph Macchio. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're so happy that you guys are here. I am super extra happy because I was able to meet them.
Absolutely.
They did an episode of Fantasy Island. As you know, I've been doing Fantasy Island. They went to Puerto Rico. Was it like a vacation for you ladies?
Total vacation. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was wonderful. It was great.
I'm so happy. So, thank you. No, we were so excited to have you guys.
Had you ever been to Puerto Rico before?
Yes.
I had never been.
I've been.
Okay, so two out of three.
I've been to Puerto Rico one time before.
And your daughter lived in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
So I've been to San Juan but it was super fun to be invited back. And literally it was like a vacation. And we're like, you get to work here every week and week after week, and you just get to stay here. I mean, we had 2 weeks there and it was like work.
I know.
Work while learning lines. That's basically, vacation while learning lines.
I know.
That was essentially.
I was so happy. You know, whoever came up with the idea, I don't know if they cater the episode, the Big 5-0, with you girls in mind, or if it was just, it was going to be three ladies, and then somebody thought, you know what, it would be phenomenal if we can get the Merrill's Place ladies. Whoever came up with that idea or whoever wrote that idea, if indeed it was for you ladies, it's brilliant. It was just so perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect. I heard that they were looking at the Housewives of something. That was one of the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember who said that, one of the makeup artists. Yeah, that's what they thought that they originally were going to cast.
Oh, I'm so glad that I went to you.
Had the three of you, since Melrose Place ended, had the three of you worked together, all three of you together since, like in that sort of capacity?
No.
Wow.
No. Never worked together. You know, we've had the opportunity to do like reunions for, you know, a press event or some, you know, yeah. some reason that they like Entertainment Weekly did a reunion cover a few years back. And then, mm-hmm. you know, Zoom was doing all those like Stars in the House cast reunions for fundraisers for the Actors Fund and stuff like that. So we came together on Zoom as a whole cast, but we've never mm-hmm. actually worked together. Although Josie yeah. works with one of the cast members, with Jack Wagner, regularly, which is yeah. so fun.
Very cool.
And yeah. then, oh, also I just guested, I did an episode of Dynasty with, which is Grant Shows.
Yeah. Which yes. she worked with as well in Devious
yes,
Maids.
Yes, I did Devious Maids with right. Grant. Yeah. And I think the second or third season, he was oh, my yeah. boss. So I was, my storyline was all with Grant.
Yeah,
and
that's
it was,
right.
yeah, it was so much fun. And let me ask you, so you know how it is when you do a film or you do a TV show, especially a show that is successful for so many years, you become a family, you know, whether you like the person or you don't like the person you're working with. Yeah. It's like this little bubble. You become a family. Then the show gets canceled or whatever, it ends, it's run. And then sometimes that family will transcend through the years and you're still close. Or sometimes you don't even talk to the people ever again. You know, like I have co-stars that we were very close. And now I look back and I go, that went to my wedding. And then I'm like, yeah. I've never talked to them again. Mm-hmm. Isn't that so random? Was that the experience with you, or you guys stayed consistently close through the years?
I think some of us more than others have remained in touch, but it's years could pass before, you know, we might be in touch with some of them. But like, I've been working with Jack Wagner for 6 years, so that's been really fun. But yeah, it is an interesting thing about the business too, though. That's one thing I love is that every show I'm on, there's always just, you meet a gem person that connects, mm-hmm. you connect with, that is a lifelong friend. I've had that. But then others, they don't, right? And it's just like, for us, I think when Melrose ended, we were becoming adults and I was 5 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
So my life was like turning into family, and Laura's as well. And Daphne had a different path. And so we were all just really like young adults going into finish this great run of a show and then going into our life as with kids and family and being married and all that.
Was there mm-hmm. ever any, I don't want to say fights, because I don't want it to sound like catty.
There's
oh,
always,
there's
there
girls.
Always fights.
Yeah, but I don't want to, show. Because that's the perception that people think, oh, is a show about females, they're probably catty. I don't want to say that. But was there ever a point that there was a disagreement or you guys are so different that you're like, you know what, I don't really vibe with this person. And then the next season, you actually become really close to the person. And then the third season, you don't talk to the person. Was that ever that like back and forth dynamic?
You know what I remember from the show is that because our storylines were so filled with drama and hate and betrayal and death and bombs and killings and kidnappings, and they asked us that all through the 90s, and we would just say, we get along. Like, yeah. I didn't really experience that. First of all, you're shooting all the time, and so you're really friends with your pod, who you like your
yeah.
storylines.
Yeah.
But I just remember saying all the time, like, Heather's really wonderful. We all get along. Sorry. You know, like some yeah. of us rode motorcycles on our off time. Some of us, you know, we hung yeah. out, you know, so they're really, I didn't yeah. experience that, which was a relief because yeah. the script was just over the top.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's like a series gives you the opportunity to sort of have a family. You see them every day. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky enough, you see them every day for years, which we did. And mm-hmm. and they did. We grew up together through our early 20s. And you know, it's really those years we spent together, they're sort of formative. And we were a family. And I think that also it sort of set the bar. Like we all go off to have our individual careers after that. And I think we all have an expectation like, oh, I'm going to have the same experience or the same feeling with another cast. And you don't always have that same family feeling. You want it though, because, you know, it's possible. And that's what it was with Melrose. I mean, it was hard to be done with that show because it was hard to be like done with the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one of those anomalies. And I mean, the show I'm currently on, we're four seasons in and it's a similar situation. Everybody gets along. My last two, actually, I've been very close, even still, to the group of people. And like you said, it's that the ending of the show, it's really about that departure of these relationships personally that makes it hard because it's very rarely the same journey when you go on to each show because everybody comes with their own experience, their own sort of setup leading them into it, whether they were coming off success or it's their first break and they, you know, everybody comes with sort of a different outlook on the business or what they expect the business owes them. So it's, I think it's, that's great.
That's great. I'm glad that it was smooth. I've had, you know, my experiences have always, they're always positive, but I have two that it was mainly female cast. And I have to say one was a little better than the other. You know, there's a, you never know. You never know.
Never know. Yeah. Chemistry, right?
Exactly.
Guest starring is always like the hardest, weirdest thing to do. Like when it's not, you know, you're not in your comfort zone. You're in somebody else's comfort zone. And so, I think we could all agree, the three of us could all agree, like this was the most amazing experience guest starring. Aww. First of all, you were lovely,
but we
also came in as a pod already. Like, we already have like comfort zone. And so it was this really unusual opportunity to guest star and actually feel comfortable. So, this was an amazing memory for all of us.
A lot of people don't know that and listeners don't realize it. And I've had, you know, plenty of my share of guest stars and stuff like that. It is one of the hardest things to walk into an existing family and say, hey, accept me for these 4 or 5 days, maybe,
you know,
and if it's recurring, I might be around a little longer.
I remember my lines because you're so, you are like the odd man out.
And not every cast is welcoming. And I've had worse experiences actually as a guest star with some like larger names. I told you about the one. Don Johnson was, it was horrible.
I don't remember that.
Horrible.
You never know. It could have been just a bad day or.
Listen, it was my third guest star and my first inkling should have been when he came in and told the director, you have two takes to do this, two takes. And we all sat down and we were like, okay, we do it one. All right, you got one more. I'm like, how is this possible? Like, we just started coverage. Wow. He's like, you better move in for coverage. Boom, second take, got up, walked off, said, I'm not coming back. Stand in the rest of the time.
Oh, that's bad.
Then, when I had my main payoff of the whole guest star, right? Like the pinnacle of my character, this moment that I'm supposed to have, and they cover everybody. I'm the last one they're going to cover. My parents, da, da, da. He sends everyone home, releases them from set. And it's just me with my coverage reading opposite of all the stand-ins holding scripts.
Yeah, that happened to me with him. I did Nash Bridges. I did three episodes. Remember Nash Bridges with Cheech Marin?
Yeah.
So I did an arc of three episodes. He was lovely, actually. We got along very well. But I do remember one day that I was a scene between the two of us. They did his coverage first. And then when they turned to do my coverage, he said, I'm leaving. So I read with the standing. So my entire coverage, he wasn't around.
With me, he sent everybody
like,
home.
Really? I was like, wow. But I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I guess this is the way it's done. You know what I mean? It was freaky. Yeah. It was freaky. Anyways, how Melrose Place.
And then there are the actors you want to go home. You say you can release them.
Yeah.
I'll just put the
wall is better.
Oh my God.
Don't
feel
though that like because of his behavior that sets the tone for the entire crew and cast, because, you know, I feel like especially like the director and the lead actors, they are going to set the tone for everybody. And just so blows my mind when you hear stories like that, because, you know,
just working is a gift as an actor is like, we're all lucky to even be working, and the cast and crew, everybody works their butts off.
Yeah.
And when one person has that behavior, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I think what happens is that the crew, they do their job, they do their best, but they're not fully invested. Like their heart is not in it. It just becomes a paycheck. You know, they don't have this feeling of, we love our cast members. You know, this show wouldn't be the same if it wasn't because of the actors. You know, we're a family. I think when you have somebody, the number one or number two or the producers that are just not giving, you know, and compassionate, I think the whole crew, it just becomes a job. Nobody's rooting for it. If it gets canceled, they just move on. It's not that sense of like, everybody loves each other. You know, we want it becomes like a, it's a beautiful thing when you find that, you know, when you do a show that does well and the cast is solid and they're just good people and the crew is solid, you know, and it doesn't happen a lot, but when it happens, it's magic. You know, it's pretty magic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, before moving to Fantasy Island, Melrose Place, was it an offer? You guys had to go through the motions and audition like everybody else? Was it just a screen test? Like, how was the process for you girls to get it?
Okay, so for Melrose, for Jane, I remember. I don't remember screen testing. I remember going in once and then going in again, and that's when I met Aaron Spelling.
Did you go to Aaron's house?
I did. Yes, that's right. Yes, I did. But I don't think I went to his house for the interview. I went to his house when I remember I left the show for a year. I didn't tell anybody, but I went and Aaron was the first person I told and asked and talked about it with him. And I went to his house, but I don't recall going to his house for the interview.
No, I just remember I went to Aaron's office and did the final thing with him. Cause I got it because of a friend who created the show, Darren Starr.
Oh, that's right. He was your roommate, right? He was your college roommate.
Yeah, he was my roommate.
Yes, yes.
I've been doing movies for like 8 years already. And he was like, do you want to come do TV? And I thought about it. I was like, act every single day? Yes.
Oh, wow.
We just went to, you know, Aaron's office up on top, whatever building it was, with the Picassos, you know, and he, I think, had sake. It was so elegant. I was like, this is amazing.
You're like, this is a life.
I was amazing. And So anyway, I just read for him and that, it, you know, it worked. So what about you, Laura?
Yeah. So I came in as a guest star. The role was written as a guest star and it was for 2 episodes. And so I had a series of auditions for it because I was very green. I was very new to the business. It was basically my first job.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I started with, my first audition was just, you know, what they used to call a pre-read, which just you and the casting director. They had to decide if you were, you know, worthy of moving on to the next audition level, which is then to meet with the director and then the producers. And so I had a series of auditions. It was a pre-read and then it was with the director. And then it was like, okay, we need to see that again because, like, really, this brand new girl, but we like her, you know, so like they had to be sure. And so I think I had to do it like 5 times. And by the fifth audition, it was just me and one other girl. And that's when we ended up at Aaron's big suite of offices, this really fancy place. And I was wearing a biker jacket for my character. Like, I just, you know, was trying to really sell this idea.
Do you remember you were smoking in one of the scenes?
That was written. That wasn't my idea.
Right?
Yeah. But like, I just sort of like was really trying to sell the idea of the youth of this character. Cause she was written as kind of a really young girl. And I knew I was older than Josie, who was playing my older sister, but I was personally older than she was. So I was like, oh no, I'm a fraud and they're going to find out and I'm too old for this job.
Oh,
so I had
no.
to like, I really like in developing my idea of the character, I'm like, I really need to push on the, like the youth part and how, you know, out of control sort of young she is, whatever. But I was wearing this biker jacket. And then, so they literally called me on the way out of the audition and said, you got the job. And by the way, they want to keep the jacket.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Awesome. You follow your instincts. Isn't that interesting how all the different experiences, you know, everybody go to the finish line, you know, to the same finish line, but everybody had a different path to be able to get it. That's fascinating to me. That's 100%. The shit that we go through as actors, man. You never know. You know, everybody has a different story. It's crazy. Okay. So Fantasy Island, I want, who of you is going to describe the Big 5-0? If you can give me a little two-liner type of thing, like what is it about for the audience to get super excited?
Yes. So it's three best friends coming to Fantasy Island to celebrate their 50th birthday. And you guys want to carry on from there?
And their wishes for Fantasy Island are not necessarily what they need. And the island knows that. And the island will help them sort of sort out what they needed to work on and how their friendship needs to be repaired by the end of their journey.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
As we were saying, we've been saying, it's like, what's really great. And this script is really good. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, when I used to watch the original as a kid, I mean, I was a kid and it was just so magical and fun and glamorous. And you were like, oh, there's another movie star coming on, you know, every week with guest stars. But there's a depth to this and a real intelligence to this remake that you do, Rosalind, that was so refreshing to read and to act. So, you know, you think of it as, oh, three gals turning 50, they go to an island, they start out with this cool dance we do on the dock, but it goes deep. It goes deep. It goes deep with each of us. And it also goes deep with real friendships. And that's what I think. I know that when I was reading this, I just thought, God, this is what? Like, I could relate to the friendship issues. You can relate to, you know, I play a woman, Margot, who's totally burnt out from just giving and giving. And she has triplets at home who are 3 years old. And she has her nonprofit and her, you know, philanthropy. And she's just giving to her husband and giving. And I think a lot of women relate to that. And so she just wants a rest. And we all know what happens. You have to obviously watch it to find out. Yeah. But the same with these two, you know. So, and also, I think, you guys, that it was really cool. This happens all the time. You have these friends and you go, oh my God, let's go away together. Let's do a girls' weekend in Cancun. And if you're really honest with each other and if you're there long enough, you know, comes up.
For sure. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I didn't know you were this. Oh, you do this. You know, it's like the closeness is tested.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's what I love about this show. The truth has to be faced.
It was all about the truth. And you know, I was able to see it. I've seen it twice, actually. And I have to say, if it's not, it's one of my favorites, if not my favorite, because I agree with you. I thought the writing was on point. Our director was phenomenal. I really enjoyed working with her. Diane, it was, she's Diana so good. Diana Valentine. Yeah. She's so good and just cool and collected. She's a rock star. You know what I mean? She never lost her patience. She was so commanding. The crew respected her. And she had a really good eye for drama and comedy, which I appreciated so much, you know? And I think she directed something really cool. And I don't know. I mean, I'm so glad that you guys are watching the show and you enjoy it. The feedback that we get, the social media, you know, feedback for the show is so beautiful. People truly enjoy it. They all say the same thing. You know, I laugh, I cry, I learn, it's magical, it's sweet. It's a little bit of everything. And this episode specifically with you girls has all that, you know. It's about friendship and what you think is betrayal. And then you understand it's not betrayal, it's actually the truth, you know, and they grow together and they become better friends and better people. And the audience, I think they're going to love it. You look phenomenal. The acting is amazing. I am so pleased. I cannot wait for Sunday. You know, we're so happy that the Fox even gave you a special slot.
Your own night. Special night.
I was like, what do you mean Sunday? Yeah, we just want to, you know, diferenciar. ¿Cómo se dice? Differentiate?
Yeah, differentiate.
Differentiate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. So I'm hoping that we're going to get
it. It's right on after football.
Exactly.
We want the guys. We want the guys. You know,
and
the guys.
They're going to see all these beautiful women on an island living their lives. And they'll be like, I can't wait to keep watching this.
Little do they know.
Oh, my God.
Really awesome. I hope this is the first of many that you three team up for something fun like
that
this.
That would be fun.
Your chemistry and everything just feels like it's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
You know what we need to do? God willing, we get a second season. It'll be awesome that you come back to the island with some issue that you need to resolve. You know what I mean? That'll be a new problem. A new problem will be so much fun. Anyways, this was great. Thank you. And then what's next for you? I know you're directing, Daphne. You have a children's book and the third one coming out now, Josie? Three children's
book. I don't have a third one coming out. I'm writing right now.
You're writing it right now. And the first two were very successful. And Laura is always acting, always busy doing her thing. This is so great. Well, thank you so much. If you want to add something, if you want to say something.
You're amazing. Thank you for having us. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we really had a nice time, and your whole cast and crew were so welcoming and lovely. And so thank you very much. And it's nice to meet your husband.
Of course.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Being like this, it really is. I can see now because, I got to tell you a little confession. We were like, do you think Rosin's really like that? Because you're always so like gorgeous wearing your white and you're very stern. And we'd be like, do you think she's really like that in real life? I mean, she's so boom. And now I can see, you're like open.
No,
and
man, well,
as soon as we cut, she'll be a fiend like with me. And I'm like,
this is
settle down, okay. Look.
So awful, though. No, listen, I'm very cool. I'm very cool, Daphne. I promise you. I just let people have this perception. No, I'm very cool.
I love the white. I love the white dresses and the way
you look amazing.
It's beautiful.
You guys just look stunning and just so. Laura, I remember the first thing you did when I got there because you guys worked before me that first day.
Uh huh.
You came up. She was like, Josie, these two are like drop dead gorgeous. They're in these beautiful white, like look at us. Like,
yeah, absolutely stunning. And congratulations on what seems like a dream job. I mean, it's amazing for you.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is a dream job. The role is a dream. Shooting in Puerto Rico, which is where I'm from. My family, as you know, my family's there. People in Puerto Rico appreciate me and they've seen my journey. You know, when I left as a young girl with a dream and being able to accomplish it and then go back to the island. And it's been incredible. I hope that I get to keep doing it for many years to come.
Yes.
That'd be great. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much love. Let's live tweet on Sunday.
We will.
Yes.
Perfect. Bye-bye. Bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Bethany Joy Lenz.
I'm Hillary Burton Morgan.
And I'm Sophia Bush.
And we are doing a virtual event in September in honor of One Tree Hill Day, September 23rd.
OTH Day for the OTH fam. And this podcast family is going to be benefiting Kind Campaign with this event. They work to end bullying in schools, and we just love them.
That's right. The Drama Queens are so excited to hang out with you guys on our very special day. So all the information is going to go up on loopedlive.com. There is more information coming soon.
That's loopedlive.com.
The Drama Queens are coming to you live from the iconic Beverly Hilton Hotel. That's loopedlive.com for tickets.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
The ladies, a nice reunion.
The ladies of Melrose Place, Josie, Laura, and Daphne.
I had butterflies.
You had butterflies?
They all look so beautiful.
They
still
look beautiful. What do you mean still? They're always going to be beautiful.
No, I mean, you know, people are, you know, everybody's different. These ladies haven't aged a bit. They look phenomenal.
They look phenomenal.
Look and super sweet and amazing energy. Like, I love that. It's like, you know, you meet somebody, like for me, this is the first time meeting them, who I saw growing up, you know, and in high school and watching the show, was massive, massive success. You never know how you're going to, what that experience is going to be like meeting somebody for the first time. And they were incredible. When you have that visual of what you remember and all that, you're like, oh my God, they're still so beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And they were so good. So beautiful. The episode is so fantastic. And I was able to see with my own eyes, because I was in Puerto Rico shooting with them. It was a vacation. It was a reunion. They seemed happy and they had a blast. They would go to dinners. They would meet every single night. They explore the island. They will go to hikes and they'll go to restaurants in Old San Juan. So this was very memorable for them. And I'm so happy. And I think the episode is also going to be very memorable.
I'm sure
memorable.
It feeds into their performance. You know what I mean? It's so organic. Like, they're three women connecting again on this journey. And it just feeds right into that story.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Can't wait for Sunday.
Yes, the Big 5-0 Fantasy Island is doing it right, guys. It's a great episode.
Although you did say it was your favorite episode, not the one that I did. So that's, I'm still a little bit, I was looking at you the whole time going, wow, okay.
Did you? I didn't mean it. I love your episode. You did, like, guys, you know what?
Not my episode.
So what's happening over there? Movie recording stopped. You have to give us 1 second. Let me tell you something. Eric did an episode that is coming out on Tuesday.
Well,
so back to back.
You actually don't know if it's
for a fact.
Oh, it is.
I know. So Sunday night is the Big 5-0 with Melrose
Ladies. Those are two of your favorite episodes.
And then Eric has a guest star. He plays a survivalist. I saw the episode as well. and you did so good. People are going to cry. It's so different from Tim Bradford. It's a complete departure of your current character that people know you for. So it's lovely. So yeah, I like your episode a lot.
Like, wow. Can't even get the love.
I love your episode.
That's all right.
Anyways, this was a lot of fun. Yeah, that's it.
So glad we made that happen.
Your crushes were here.
My crushes.
Your crushes. Oh, man. I love you.
I love you. Bye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.